This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello and welcome to Working Like Dogs on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Marcy Davis. And now before you wonder, no, your speakers are not broken. You are in the right place. This is Working Like Dogs, but you're not going to hear Fenway today or his adorable sighs and snorts. All of that is missing today because Fenway has the day off. But don't worry, filling in for him today, we have a very special co-host, and his name is Humphrey the Hopeful Helper. And he is actually the star of my new children's book series, which is available now on Amazon.com. And today, Humphrey is joining us, and I'm sharing with you the story behind Humphrey the Hopeful Helper, which has just been released. And I also want to give you a first look at the next book, Humphrey the Hopeful Helper Has a Health Crisis. These books are so personal for me, and they've been inspired by a lifetime of working with and being loved by service dogs. So come right back after these quick messages as we dive in.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Working Like Dogs on Pet Life Radio. I am so excited for today's show. It's just going to be you and me, and we have the opportunity for me to introduce you to Humphrey. So who is Humphrey? Well, Humphrey is an extremely joyful yellow lab with a true helper's heart. He's a dog who always dreamed from when he was a little puppy of becoming a service dog. He practices really hard and he tries and tries over and over again. And even though he has a few limitations that might make that dream of being a service dog challenging, he never loses hope and he never gives up. And before I go any further, I want to share something special with you about the real Humphrey. Humphrey actually came from a professional service dog training program. He was bred for the program and he was trained for 2 whole years. And even though he was eventually released from formal service dog work because of medical issues, I was incredibly lucky to be able to adopt him. I had the opportunity to work with Humphrey because the plan was that he was going to be placed with a little girl in a wheelchair, and her wheelchair was similar to mine. So the trainer that was working with Humphrey asked me if I would work with him as part of his training process. So I got to know Humphrey a little bit, and he was always so eager and so, so willing to work. But unfortunately, that did not happen because of his health issues. But here's the part I love most about our sweet Humphrey and about that I got to adopt him. Humphrey never got the memo that he did not graduate. He fully believes he graduated with honors and that he is my certified service dog. And at home, he works right alongside Fenway. And when I drop something, I actually have to drop it twice so that each of them can pick it up and proudly do their job. But I have to say that on many, many occasions, it's Humphrey that gets there first before Fenway, because he takes his role as a helper very seriously. And that joyful determination is exactly what inspired his character in these books. Humphrey reflects something I've learned throughout my lifelong partnership with service dogs, and that is that heart and loyalty matters much more than perfection. Humphrey has this faithful, optimistic, determined, and full of love little heart. And those are all the traits that, as you know, make the best helpers, whether you're a dog or you're a human. So Humphrey epitomizes the service dog, only he had his own limitations, just like I have my limitations. So that's what the story is all about. And I want to share a short passage with you. And this is from the book, Humphrey the Hopeful Helper, that introduces the reader to Humphrey. And it says, Humphrey the Hopeful Helper loved helping his girl. He guided her wheelchair, caught her dropped crayons, and stayed by her side wherever she rolled. And that's Humphrey, loyal, joyful, and always, always ready to help. So in the first book, I talk about Humphrey meeting his girl, his partner. And I love her because she's confident. She's a curious young person who uses a power wheelchair. And she and Humphrey immediately become true partners. But she's the leader. She leads him and he assists her. And together, they explore their world with enthusiasm and teamwork. And I really wanted to write this story so that children and young people with disabilities, or anyone with a disability, see themselves as a leader, see themselves as a problem solver, a teammate that somebody wants. You know, we always hear the stories of how people with disabilities are chosen last in school when the teams are being selected. So I absolutely wanted to flip that narrative and really honor and recognize that people with disabilities can be joyful adventurers. And Humphrey's girl is exactly that. She's strong, capable, and she's full of heart, just like Humphrey. And Humphrey learns that being a helper isn't about being perfect. It's about showing up. And it's about showing up with love and honesty. That's really what it's all about. So we're going to take just a quick break and hear some important messages from our sponsors. And we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about Humphrey the Hopeful Helper, because as I shared, it's now available on Amazon.com. Just search for the title and you'll see his big yellow smile pop right up. So come right back.
Real people, real stories.
Our little dog developed this lymph problem, but the chemotherapy lasted for 6 months, started developing more lymph nodes. So I thought I'd just try carnivore. The lymph nodes started to go down. Then I took him into the vet to have him checked out, and there was no signs at all inside.
My cat had issues that developed in his eye, and 3 months later, my veterinarian said, let's go ahead and remove the eye. I heard the carnivore on advertising. So I said, you know what? I'm going to order this product. They did the procedure. They did all the tests, and they said, I don't know what you did. This product saved his eye.
I've got a Labrador. He could hardly lift herself up off the floor. The treatment was chemotherapy. That's when I said, this could be the ticket. About 3 weeks, you could tell. She was very alert. She was going on 5 mile walk.
She is just like prime again.
Call 866-836-8735. That's 866-836-8735. Or visit carnivore.com. That's CARNIVORA.com.
Use promo code PETLIFE at checkout for 15% off your order at carnivora.com.
Let's talk pets. Let's talk pets. On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Working Like Dogs on Pet Life Radio. Well, let's keep going. I'm so excited to have our guest co-host, Humphrey, the Hopeful Helper, today. And as I shared before the break, Humphrey is a yellow lab with a big smushy face. And he is the star of the new children's book series that I have been honored to work on, Humphrey the Hopeful Helper, that is now available on Amazon.com. And one of the themes that's closest to my heart is, like I said before the break, how people with disabilities are portrayed. Too often we're shown as people who receive help or who need help and not people who give help. But as we all know, caregiving flows both ways. People with disabilities can offer emotional support, leadership, creativity, problem solving, and love every single day and every moment of every day. And that's what I wanted to reflect in Humphrey's world and in Humphrey's work that he so joyfully does every day, because that's Humphrey's truth. And Humphrey's girl actually gets the opportunity in the next book to become a caregiver herself. And her lived experience with disability does not limit her ability one bit to help. In fact, it enriches it because she gets it. And she is a teammate. She is Humphrey's supporter and his leader. And that becomes really important in the second book, which will be coming out in 2026. Humphrey, the Hopeful Helper, has a health crisis. And that, again, is true. My little Humphrey had a health crisis. And actually, there's been moments from my own life that I had my own health crisis recently. And Humphrey was a big part of that. I actually went through chemotherapy. And I had cancer. And when I went through chemo, I lost all my hair. And if you know me, I do not have great hair. I have never had great hair. But it was still my hair, even though I did not have the 1980s hair, which I always wanted. But, you know, losing my hair was extremely powerful. And Humphrey was the one who would greet me every morning when I woke up when I was so sick on chemotherapy. I could hardly get out of bed. He would jump in the bed with me and he would gently lick my bare head as if to say, "You're beautiful. I love you. I'm here. We're a team. Get out of bed." And I have to say, on those days when I was too sick to get out of bed, he was a constant presence that was with me. He stayed curled up beside me, steady, always warm and present with me. And those were some really hard days. You know, I've had a disability since I was 6 years old. I grew up with a spinal cord injury. That's all I've really known. But getting a cancer diagnosis is very different. And it was an extremely stressful and sad time. And having Humphrey's little smile and that constant presence just made it all bearable. It really did. And I loved, even though he would make me giggle when he would lick my bare head every morning, but he did it until my hair grew back, which I'm happy to say I have hair again. Not the 80s hair, but hey, I'll take it. I'm happy to have that. But it's that kind of emotional caregiving, you know, that unwavering companionship that we get from our dogs. That's what I tried to weave throughout these books. It's why the bond between Humphrey and his girl feels so real, because it is real. And it is something that many of us are fortunate enough to get to experience. And it is, I always tell people, it's such a gift to have that human-animal bond, that service dog relationship. But it went to a whole different level when I had multiple disabilities instead of spinal cord injury, when I was dealing with some other things that were happening as aging with the spinal cord injury on top of a cancer diagnosis. Whew, I was leaning hard on Humphrey and Fenway, that's for sure. So let me tell you a little bit more about the second book, Humphrey the Hopeful Helper Has a Health Crisis, because in this book, the roles do reverse. And Humphrey becomes ill because he gets diagnosed with cancer. And my Humphrey did get diagnosed with cancer early in 2025 and began treatment, which included surgery, chemotherapy, and long recovery. And so in the book, Humphrey's girl becomes his helper, and she starts taking care of him when he goes through his surgery and when he's in chemotherapy and for his recovery. So here's just a few words from that that I want to share with you that his girl is doing in the book. She brushes him gently. She comforts him. She reads to him while he rests. She sits with him on the hard days, just as he once sat with her during hers. So the book really offers a gentle way for families to talk about illness, about bravery, vulnerability, and kindness. You know, it's honest, it's hopeful, but it's grounded in truth and in mutual care, the kind of care that many, many families know intimately. And if they don't, they're extremely fortunate, and one day they might know that. So it can give them some insights into what they might experience. So it's just these books and Humphrey and all my service dogs have given me so much real life inspiration, so much. Every service dog I've partnered with has taught me something invaluable. Many invaluable things, but they've taught me patience. They've taught me strength, humor, focus, and above all, resilience. And Humphrey is really a tribute to all of them. Every wag of his tail, every nudge of his little nose, every joyful leap after he does some task that I've asked him to do, it's all reflected in his character. It's all there. And he's just I call him a big love bunny. And that's really what he is. He's just a bundle of love and joy. So in addition to the book being all about love, it's also what I'm hoping is, again, a resource that can support families, classrooms, and community programs. I wanted it to have educational value and resources. So in the second book, it actually has a kid-friendly glossary that explains service dog terms, and also it has an emotional vocabulary with disability concepts and illness-related words, because these are picture books that are for, you know, ages 4 to 8 usually, and so they may not have the terms and the vocabulary. So those are definitely provided, along with a teacher's guide, some journaling prompts, and even a printable coloring page. And then, of course, there's guidance for talking with children about caregiving, resilience, and inclusion. So Humphrey helps kids build empathy and understand the world and themselves, and in doing that with confidence. So I also want to share something else really special. A dear friend of mine, Christina, who is an incredible horse trainer and creative partner, she took the words from Humphrey, the Hopeful Helper. She took all of that and created the lyrics to a song that could support children who may have low vision or vision loss so that they could experience the story through sound. So I'm going to ask our producer extraordinaire, Mark, if he would play a short clip now so that you'll get to hear directly from Christina. She's going to be on the show soon, but I want you to hear directly the song that she created based on Humphrey the Hopeful Helper's words. So Mark, can you play that for us?
Humphrey was a yellow pup with floppy ears and tail held up. He wore a vest and walked with pride, a future helper by your side. Humphrey the Hopeful Helper, a tail wagging hero he leads with love. One wag, one paw, one smile at a time. Humphrey learned to tug and fetch and and stay and open doors the doggy way. He'd pick up socks and close the gate and always knew to sit and wait. Humphrey the hopeful helper, a tail wagging hero, he leads with love, one wag, one paw, one smile at a time.
Thanks so much, Mark. That song makes me so happy. And it's going to be available in multiple places so that you can get access to it. But I just so appreciate Christina doing that. That was such a surprise, a lovely surprise. There's so much magic in service dogs. They do so much more than perform tasks. They support our spirits. They offer stability, protection, love, and always encouragement. And they help us show up in the world more fully, more bravely. They changed my life. There's no question of that. Changed everything about my life, my personal life, my professional life. And they just help us show up. And Humphrey celebrates that magic. He is totally the epitome of that. And it's that partnership where both human and dog uplift one another. And it is truly, truly a remarkable human-animal bond. So I do want to share with you a passage, and this I would have to say is probably my favorite passage from the second book. And remember, this is about Humphrey's little health crisis. And it's toward the end of the book where Humphrey's girl and he are really thinking about the journey that they've been on together. And here is what they're really saying to each other. Hope isn't about never being scared. Hope means helping the ones you love, even when you're scared together. And that's Humphrey's heart. And that's the partnership between a service dog and their human person with a disability. It's brave, tender, and always full of hope. So my hope is that children, especially children with disabilities, will know that they matter, they're strong, they're capable, they're leaders and helpers, and they can care for others, and they deserve care too. They are not using someone. They are taking care of themselves and making sure that someone else is taking care of them. There's a big part of that in the caregiving roles. And they are way more powerful than they may realize. And Humphrey reminds all of us that hope isn't the absence of fear. Hope is actually standing together and facing fear. So thank you so much for joining me for this special episode of Working Like Dogs with just me and Humphrey, sharing his story with you. That has been such a joy because I truly believe he represents the service dogs who have all shaped my life. And if you'd like to bring Humphrey home, Humphrey the Hopeful Helper is available now on Amazon.com. And Humphrey the Hopeful Helper Has a Health Crisis will be on Amazon soon as well. So just search for my name, Marcy Davis, or the title, and you'll find Humphrey waiting for you. So let's stay connected. You know we love hearing from you. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas for a future show, please keep those emails coming. And you know that address is Marcy, M-A-R-C-I-E, at PetLifeRadio.com. I'm Marcy Davis. This has been Working Like Dogs on Pet Life Radio. Take such good care, and we look forward to being with you again soon.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.